Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 13th, 2018. Welcome to day 693. Maria Butina pleaded guilty to conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Butina acted under direction of a senior Russian official to influence U.S. politics as an agent for the Kremlin from 2015 until her arrest in July, when she was picked up for her effort to establish unofficial lines of communications with influential Americans in the NRA and the Republican Party, under the direction of a former Russian senator and deputy governor of Russia's central bank, which matches the description of sanctioned Russian central banker Alexander Torshin. Butina is also expected to provide evidence against Paul Erickson, who helped her with what she called her diplomacy project. Butina faces up to 5 years in prison, but is expected to only serve 6 months, based on the sentencing guidelines cited as part of the plea agreement. Trump, meanwhile, claimed that he never directed Michael Cohen to break the law, and said that he isn't responsible for any crimes because he acted on the advice of counsel, and that his former lawyer is supposed to know the law. Trump also questioned whether any campaign finance violations even occurred, saying, quote, "Cohen was guilty on many charges unrelated to me, which were not criminal and of which he probably was not guilty even on a civil basis," end quote. Trump also suggested that Cohen only pleaded guilty to the charges in order to embarrass him and to get a reduced prison term. Cohen pleaded guilty in August to violating campaign finance laws when he made hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election to Stormy Daniels and arranged a similar payoff to Karen McDougal at the direction of then-candidate Trump, both of which were intended to sway the election. Two Michael Flynn associates said Flynn discussed a deal with Sergei Kislyak during the campaign about how Trump and Russia could work together if Trump won. According to Flynn's associates, the bargain he discussed with Russia's then-ambassador to the U.S. was that Moscow would cooperate with the Trump administration to resolve the Syrian conflict, and in exchange, the U.S. would end or ease sanctions imposed on Russia for its annexation of Crimea, as well as its military intervention in Ukraine. In mid-August 2016, Trump and Flynn received a briefing that noted the intelligence community had reached the preliminary conclusion that Moscow was behind the hacks of the Democratic targets and the public disclosure of the stolen material. Flynn's series of contacts with Kislyak continued despite knowing that Moscow was behind the efforts to subvert the U.S. election. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating whether Trump's 2017 inaugural committee misspent the $107 million it raised, as well as whether some of the donors gave money in exchange for access to the incoming Trump administration, or policy concessions, or to influence the administration's positions. The committee said in its tax documents that it spent $77 million on conferences, conventions, and meetings, $4 million on ticketing, $9 million on travel, $4.5 million on salaries and wages, and other expenses. Nearly a quarter of the money was paid to a firm led by a friend of Melania Trump that was formed just 45 days before the inauguration. Back in D.C., the Senate passed a resolution condemning Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, delivering a political rebuke of Trump's refusal to condemn Mohammed for the killing. Last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary James Mattis briefed senators in a classified session, claiming there is no direct reporting linking the Crown Prince to Khashoggi's death, despite a CIA assessment reporting that Mohammed was likely responsible for the murder. The Senate also overwhelmingly approved a resolution to end U.S. participation in the Saudi-led war effort in Yemen. And finally, Trump canceled the White House holiday party for members of the media, ending the decades-long tradition as his contentious relationship with the press continues to escalate. There was no announcement from the White House stating that the event was canceled. And in the polls, CNN says 48% of Americans have confidence in the Democrats in Congress to deal with major issues that are facing the country today. Compare that with 39% who said they have confidence in Trump, and 9% who said they don't trust either. And now to the notables. One, Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma bought tens of thousands of dollars in stock in a top defense contractor company just days before he began pushing for an unprecedented $750 billion defense spending bill. Two, Trump has removed Representative Mark Meadows from consideration to be the next chief of staff. Three, Trump claimed that the money we save from the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada would mean that Mexico is paying for the wall. And four, Trump will spend 16 days at Mar-a-Lago over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefucktishappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.